The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Falta Special Economic Zone, FSEZ, under the Department of Commerce, Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, invites applications from eligible and willing candidates currently serving in central, state government departments or PSUs or autonomous bodies for various vacancies on deputation basis. The available posts include Assistant Development Commissioner, Group B Gazetted, Senior Section Officer Accounts, Junior Stenographer, Stenographer Grade 3 and Junior Hindi Translator. Interested candidates are advised to visit the official website at www.fsez.gov.in within 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. The Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, an autonomous organization under the Department of Health Research, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites online applications for the post of Scientist F at the Division of Innovation and Translation Research, ICMR Headquarters, New Delhi. The position carries a pay level 13A with usual allowances. The last date for submission of online applications is April 18, 2025. Detailed information is available at www.icmr.nic.in, or you could also go on to https://recruit.icmr.org.in. The Sainik School Goalpara Assam is inviting applications for contractual positions for the academic session 2025-26. The available posts include TGT, Social Science, Band Master, Horse Riding Instructor, PTI cum Matron, Matron, Ward Boys and Sports Coaches for Volleyball, Swimming, Boxing and Hockey. The walk-in interview for coaching staff is scheduled for 21st May 2025. While recruitment for academic and administrative staff will involve a written test and skill classroom demo. Kindly visit www.sainikschoolgoalpara.org for detailed qualifications, application format and service conditions. The Film and Television Institute of India, FTII Pune, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, is seeking applications for the post of an administrative officer on deputation or foreign service terms. Officers belonging to the rank of section officer in pay matrix 11-8 with at least 5 years of service in grade are eligible to apply. For more information and to download the application format, candidates are requested to refer to the vacancy notification available at the FTII website or the Employment News at https://www.fdii.ac.in. Population Research Center, JSS Institute of Economic Research, Dharwad, Karnataka, invites applications for one post of research investigator on a contractual basis. Candidates with a postgraduate degree in social science-related fields and 3 years' experience in data analysis and report writing are encouraged to apply. Knowledge of Kannad and computer applications is essential. Kindly visit the website https://jssiredwd.com or you could go on to https://mohfw.gov.in for the application format and full advertisement. Brahmaputra Board, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, has announced multiple deputation-based vacancies including Deputy Chief Engineer, Executive Engineer, Civil Mechanical, Section Officer, Accounts Officer and more. For eligibility criteria, pay scales and the application format, candidates are advised to visit http://brahmaputraboard.gov.in. The last day to apply is 45 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Perambalur invites applications for the post of stenographer grade 3 and driver on a co-terminus contractual basis. Eligibility includes 12th pass with shorthand typing proficiency for stenographer and matriculation with a valid driving license for the driver position. Applications must be sent in the prescribed format to the chairman, Hans Rover, KVK. For full details, kindly visit www.rovekarkvk.res.in. The last date to submit is 30 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Exciting career opportunities await qualified professionals in renowned government organizations and autonomous institutions across India. The National Sugar Institute, Kanpur, invites applications from eligible central government employees for two posts of storekeeper grade 1 through deputation, including short-term contract or promotion basis. Applicants should not exceed 56 years of age and must fulfill the eligibility conditions detailed on the official website. Applications should be routed through proper channel with the required documents and must reach the senior administrative officer within 60 days from the publication of this advertisement. For details, kindly visit https://nsi.gov.in. The National Institute of Design, Madhya Pradesh, NIDMP, an autonomous institute of national importance under the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, is also inviting offline applications for various administrative posts on deputation or contract basis. Candidates can find detailed information about eligibility criteria, qualifications, and application format on the institute's website. And the last date for submission of applications is 15th May 2025. For details, kindly visit https://nidmp.ac.in. The Film and Television Institute of India, FTII Pune, under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, announces a vacancy for the regular post of Assistant Director, Official Language, Unreserved, in Pay Matrix Level 10. The upper age limit is 35 years. Interested candidates can apply online through the official website, that is at https://ftii.ac.in, within 45 days from the date of this advertisement's publication in the Employment News. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.